to The Vibe You're In.
With Michael Santana and Will Molina. Welcome to episode 31 episodes, wow. 31 weeks. I love it. So if it's the first time you're listening to our show, thank you for joining us. If you want to know what it's all about, the show covers so many awesome topics, but it's really a soulful elevation of mind, conversations that encourage the discipline of purposeful thinking.
Learning how to think, y'all.
Learning how to think. So if you think it's going to serve you, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss.
Hit that button.
Another episode. Thank you so much for the folks that have taken the time for feedback, reviews, checking us out on Instagram, Facebook, all these awesome places. Thank you to the listeners across the globe.
Yes, yes.
Without you, we would not be where we are today. So thank you so much.
We truly love you all. Thank you so much for the support.
Absolutely. Today's sponsor is none other than Froggy's Party Pad.
The Enchantment Room, and they can be reached at www.froggiespartypad.com.
And because of your sponsorship, we have the amazing super producer engineer extraordinaire,
Short Fuse.
Thank you, Short Fuse, for always making us sound amazing. Today's topic is a good one. You're going to love it. You're really, really going to dive into it. What is today's topic?
Today's topic is something called stick-to-itiveness.
Whoa.
Yeah. You got to stick to it.
Stick-to-itiveness.
Yeah, that
That stumped me, man. I'm going to let you say it for this episode.
Stick-to-itiveness.
Man, were you practicing that?
No. It's just this thing about, you know, this, the linguistics.
Nice. All right. So what is this all about? How is this going to be applied to the listeners of our show?
Well, at the end of the day, it's just dogged perseverance. Okay. Tenacity. That's all it is. All right. The quality that allows someone to continue trying to do something, even though it is difficult or unpleasant. In other words, not giving up.
Mm.
Listen, Steve Maraboli says, it is important that when we make a resolution or establish a goal, that we take the action necessary to accomplish that goal. But we want to add to that you have to stick to it through to the end. So the most important part about what we're going to talk about today is when you get that inspiration to do something and you begin to do it and you're all hyped up and you're fired up and you're ready to go and you're going and all of a sudden you start running out of gas, you have to stick through it until it's accomplished. This is a fact. Or obviously you're not going to get to where you're not going to get to the finish line.
Sure.
Period. That's what it is. But you can make it to the finish line. This is what we're trying to say. Some people don't understand that. They just give up. They're like, well, I don't see it. I don't see it. So I don't believe it. You know, I don't think I'm going to make it. And I want to make this, what I'm going to do, or what we're going to do is compare this to a real estate transaction.
Okay.
Because this is what we do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in a real estate transaction, it's so important to understand that not all transactions are going to be rosy and great. Oh, yeah, I put the house on the market, I got the buyer, and the attorney was great, and the co-broke was great, and the buyer's great, the sellers were rosy and cheery, and everybody was just awesome, and it goes right to the closing.
So what you're saying is not like HGTV.
It's not like HGTV.
Okay.
At all.
They have awesome programming.
They do, but they show three houses, and they pick one, and it's over.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work. It there's a lot of stuff involved. And what we were trying to say is, while you're doing this, you have to stay the course. And it's so important for us to, and obviously we're comparing it to real estate because it's easy to compare it to. There are agents that think that everything's going to be, you know, when they first come in, that everything's going to be rosy, everything's going to be easy. And it's not. You're going to reach a point where it's like, oh my God, this doesn't look like it's going to close. You should not be the person thinking that or saying that
right
in front of anybody. You always think that it's going to close. You always picture the closing table. You always picture them smiling at the end because that's your vision. You have to stick to that vision regardless of what shows up. And sometimes that means that you have to pull your pants up and get into the trenches and make sure that it happens.
Get dirty.
Right. Stick-to-itiveness. You can't just, like, you know, sit back and go, well, that's not my job.
Right. Or oh, woe's me. I mean, it's their responsibility. They'll figure it out.
Right.
It bothers me when that happens. And the reason it bothers me, because it's really a collaborative effort.
Right.
It really is. If for folks who are in real estate or have any aspirations in our business, it's collaborative. It's work, and whatever that means to you, because to me, it's not work, because it's what I love to do. And what I love to do doesn't feel like work. So you should always do what you love.
Right.
But it's collaborative.
Exactly.
It needs to be collaborative, because otherwise you'll never see it to the end.
Right. And if you're in a habit of, like we say here on this little show, of going the extra mile, then you're going to know that you would have to even pick up somebody else's slack. But you're going to have to do it. I mean, somebody's going to have to do it. It should be you, because you're that person that goes the extra mile. And you're not going to lose steam halfway through a transaction. Just like on the other end of this, what we're comparing it to is daily life itself. If you've been inspired with an idea and you're pushing through this idea and you feel like you're starting to lose steam, this is the time when you have to gear up and move forward even harder, because you are going to break through to the other side. It's not all rosy. There is humps in the road, and there is bumps, and there is mountains, and there is oceans to cross. You keep going no matter what, right?
Absolutely.
So let's talk about this. Losing steam in the middle or towards the end of a transaction, that's the worst time to give up. In fact, it's in the middle and towards the end of the transaction that your client is ready to give up as well. Why? Because they've been asked to produce the same documents repeatedly. They've been asked to pay off debt that they weren't ready to. In some cases, they need to come up with closing costs that they weren't ready to pay. And in what we know all too well is a very emotional undertaking, they are mentally, physically, and emotionally exhausted to their core.
Yeah, because all they see is those keys in their hands.
Right. But there's a lot of work.
But there's a lot of work. There's a lot of up and downs, documents, you know, all the things that you can think of.
Super emotional, right?
Absolutely.
So where are you in the process? This is what we're asking people, right? Are you still by their side holding their hands? Are you on top of the deal from A through Z? Are you making regular calls and visits to make sure that in the upheaval, you know, the current state that they're in, that they aren't missing any important dates or details that they need to be following up on? Are you still doing that stuff?
You have to.
Or did you put yourself on coast mode, just waiting for things to fix themselves so that you can meet a pair of frustrated sellers and buyers at the closing table?
I think what that comes down to is that you are focused on going to the bank.
Right.
Instead of focused on what's the emotional side of this? How are these buyers going to feel? How is the seller going to feel? Whoever you represent, you're focused on the task and not focused on the reward.
Right.
It's always going to be there. But the question is, how do you get to that task, the end of it, so that you're rewarded appropriately for the work you've put in?
And what we're trying to say here is it's a bad habit.
It is.
And if you make it a habit, it's a bad habit. You have to get into the habit of always going the extra mile, of always knowing that if you've been inspired to do something, you have to stick to it until it's accomplished. You don't go coasting on the side hoping that someone else is going to come and save you. It's not going to happen. It's
right.
You. It's your responsibility. Your whole life is your responsibility. Get up, pull yourself up, and get busting through those gates, because it's time for you to get to the finish line and finish strong. Now, I'm going to tell you this little story of mine, Lakers versus Celtics. And you know that the Celtics beat the Lakers, I think, in 08. They were set to go back-to-back in 09.
Correct.
They were in the finals. They were ready to beat the Lakers and go back-to-back. And then what happens?
They lost fourth quarter.
In fourth quarter. In the 2009-2010 season, the Lakers head coach Phil Jackson said something about his opponents in the NBA Finals that is worth remembering and not applying into your own life. This is what we're talking about. He said this: they know how to lose in the fourth quarter. Don't be that person. Don't be the person that loses in the fourth quarter, because they did. The Celtics, with a chance to go back-to-back, blew a substantial lead to the Lakers team that showed stick-to-itiveness. The Lakers did.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be the 2009 Celtics. Sorry, Celtics. I'm a fan. But instead, follow that very inspiration that led you to where you are to begin with, and trust the process. Be like the 2009 Lakers, who stuck to their guns even though it seemed to be over for them. Helen Keller even says, we can do anything we want if we stick to it long enough. We need stick-to-itiveness. We have to stick through it all the way through. And this includes a real estate transaction. This includes that inspired idea that you had. Don't give up no matter what, especially when you're in the fourth quarter. This is when you should be the most harder on yourself, at the same time taking it easy, because it's all about calm, inspired action, right? Calm,
absolutely,
inspired action creates prosperity. We all know this. So,
man, I have to give that to you. Wow.
Well, you don't stop until the dream is accomplished. That's all we're trying to say in this little episode of ours that we're broadcasting this week. Worldwide, shout out to Nico in Australia. And shout out to our good friend Cindy out in Colorado.
Very cool. Thank you for listening.
This scenario can be applied to all of your life. This is what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're trying to lose weight, make more money, own a better car, have a meaningful relationship, when the urge and inspiration kicks in, you have to trust your gut to take it all the way. You don't give up. You don't
Absolutely.
Give up.
I mean, it really is very easy to give up. It's easy to throw the towel in, say, you know what, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. That was easy. I'm done with that. You let your dream go. No more responsibilities, no more deadlines, no more waiting. In some cases, no more phone calls in the middle of the night. But then what? Do we really want to live a life of regrets?
That's what ends up happening.
Most people don't. They really don't. They want to continue. But you have to have faith that continuing, you'll get to where you want to be. And so if you truly love what you do, there should be the realization that at times during growth, things may get tough. And that's okay. This is where all of your experiences come into play, and you are able to get over the humps that ultimately are shaping you into the person that you have and are yet to become. Isn't that amazing?
That you are and yet to become.
You're growing.
Constantly.
You're learning from yourself as you're going through this, because you're not giving up. You see that at the end, whatever you're working on, all the blood, sweat, and tears that you've put into it, it's going to be there because you see yourself there. We talk about that all the time.
Right.
Continue. Don't give up.
So that leads to learning how to make a habit of focusing on one thing at a time. Right? Because now in this day and age, people say this whole multitasking thing.
Which I am terrible at.
Forget this whole multitasking thing. Because there's plenty of studies that suggest that as we as humans, us, can only focus on one thing at a time. If you want to get multiple things done, then work on something for at least 25 to 30 minutes, which is the amount of time that it will take for you to be distracted anyways.
There you go.
After 20, 25 minutes, you're off somewhere else. Your mind starts wandering. You're distracted. So you might as well give yourself a break. And once you take that break, go work on that other thing. Because now you're refocused. Now you're focusing on that until you get distracted again. That's the way you do it. Not multitasking like putting all these things in front of you and saying, I can get it all done at the same time. You cannot. You can only focus on one thing at a time. And what you focus on is what's expanding.
Sure. You multitask and none of them get done effectively. They may get done, but not effectively. Not with your entire thought process, with your feelings into it.
Right.
Oh, it's done. But really, is it really done? Are you really satisfied with what you've accomplished doing all these things at once? The chances are it's no.
Right.
So why not do one thing at a time, do it right, do it effectively so that you feel accomplished at that moment, and then you can take it to the next level.
It's called quality.
Quality.
Over quantity.
So true. Michael, do you hear that?
I do.
It's the restaurants of the week. For this week, we have a staple in Lawrence, Massachusetts. It is called El Taller.
Oh, yeah.
El Taller is located in Essex Street, beautiful Essex Street, reviving Essex Street as of recent. A lot of new businesses, a lot of new operations are happening there. And so El Taller has been there for many years, and it's just an awesome place. Very, very cool. There's books there. There's coffee. There's food. They have an exorbitant menu of different things. And it's just a fun, cool spot. They actually, they do have live performances there as well at times during the week. And check them out on their website so you can get more information. But Michael, what is your favorite thing to do or thing to have out of their meal?
My absolute favorite at El Taller, when I go there, is the honey habanero torta.
Ooh.
Yes, it's delicious, and I'll tell you what it has. It has chicken, marinated red onion, jalapeno, avocado, parsley, and chipotle mayo. And I have it with the tostones.
So it's a sandwich? Is it a press sandwich?
It's a press sandwich.
Okay, that sounds good.
It's delicious. It's crazy good.
Wow. I'm a big fan of their shrimp fajita torta, which is shrimp, red peppers, green peppers, white onion, fresh jalapenos, lettuce, avocado, and chipotle mayo.
Delicious.
And I get it definitely with the tostones. Tostones, what is tostones for folks who have never had it out there? It's fried plantains with a little bit of salt.
Yep.
And it's amazing.
And they have to be the green ones. Don't try to smash the yellow ones unless you want sweet plantains.
Exactly. But they do also serve it with French fries or sweet potato fries if that's your liking.
Yep.
Really good place. Great coffees.
They do. I prefer the Cafe Americano.
Papa Americano?
Yes, yes, y'all.
Ah, nice. I am a smoothie guy. I like some of the smoothies. I do get a cortado there, and they do do what's called an affogato, which is...
Hey, same to you.
Hey, affogato. It's ice cream with espresso, which
nice.
Is amazing. So check out El Taller and their event, their gallery of actual artwork that they have there, and their menu at El Taller Arts. That's ELTALLERARTS.com. They're amazing. They're located right on Essex Street in Lawrence, Massachusetts. They're amazing. Check them out. Please, please support El Taller as the restaurant of the week. O-O-M-G. So back to our topic.
Yes, yes, y'all.
After that awesome meal at El Taller.
Yeah, that my yes, yes, y'all is just because I'm full.
You want to be able to get some more room to finish this episode. So let's get into it.
We will. We're talking about stick-to-itiveness. We're talking about once you get that inspiration and you're moving along and you think that you want to give up, you don't give up. You have to have stick-to-itiveness. You have to stick to it. And there's going to be a time that you're going to hear someone like Yogi Berra say, make a game plan and stick to it, unless it's not working.
There you go.
And you're going to say
so
to yourself.
Be flexible.
Right.
To what you're doing.
Well, you're going to say, what if what I'm doing is really not working?
Sure. Which can happen.
And it can. It can happen. You know why? Because it might be time for you to do something else. And the cousin of the quote master of the universe,
Anonymous,
says, just stick with it. What seems so hard now will one day be your warm-up.
There you go.
You know? And so that just means that you still have to stick to it. But you say, no, really. What if it's not working?
Like I've tried everything here.
Yeah, and in which case, Anonymous's cousin, the quote master of the universe, Unknown, says, stick to your plan as closely as possible, but not so rigidly that it cannot be changed when life happens. So
many examples of that in the world.
It
really
folks
is. That started doing one thing, that was their pursuit, their dream. Something happened along the lines and they said, I've been making so much effort of doing what I love. But here is something that came my way, and I'm going to stick to this, stick to it. They still had the same drive, the same energy, but they stuck to this, and all of a sudden that became enormous, life-changing
right.
for the rest of the world.
And then it led them right back to the original spot, to the thing that they loved. And
mm-hmm.
it just so happens that that was the path that they had to take.
Exactly.
The point is that you keep going. You don't give up. You don't just take it as an opportunity to say, well, you know what? It's easy. I give up.
I'm done.
I'm not even going to pursue this. I'm going to go back and do something that I hate, but at least I know that I'm not frustrated anymore from not getting the thing that I want done. That's ridiculous.
Sure.
Keep moving forward. In real life situations, if you are in the throes and circulation of everyday people, you will receive some form of feedback. Before anything, your internal guidance will tell you whether you're going in the right direction or not. Follow that gut feeling. That's your intuition. Follow that. That's infallible guidance. It can't go wrong. If you ask yourself a question, you say, hey, should I do this? You close your eyes. The first thing that you hear, that is the truth. Everything after that is just doubt. You have to follow your gut. You have to trust that that's the right thing.
So what if you're doing something and it doesn't feel right? Then you need to hunker back down and ask yourself this. Is this what I really want? Or am I doing this thing? Am I in this job or this career or this relationship because I'm trying to please someone else? Bad.
If the answer is yes, then obviously you're doing it for all the wrong reasons. You're doing it for completely all the wrong reasons.
Sure.
You should be doing something because it's for you, not for someone else. And if you're doing the right thing, it's going to feel right. If you're doing the wrong thing, it's not going to feel right. We always say feeling is a secret. We say that for a reason, because it's your gut. It's your intuition. It's your guidance. It's the same thing that got you to even start this thing to begin with, whether it's getting into real estate and being in a transaction and realizing, hey, I got to follow this thing all the way through. This is what they hired me for.
Right.
Or you yourself, that you put yourself in this position, and in a sense, you hired yourself for. Then you always have to keep moving forward. You cannot give up. There's no such thing. There's such thing as tweaking it. There's such thing as listening to, maybe I have to do this a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. But there's no such thing as just sitting down and giving up. That's not what you're going to do. This is not what we talk about here. And this is not what we're going to feed you. You're not going to give up. So just remember this. The three great essentials to achieve anything worthwhile are hard work, stick-to-itiveness, and common sense. And that was Thomas A. Edison, who tried 9,999 times, and on the 10,000th timer, we have light.
Amazing.
Right? And if it wasn't for him, with his stick-to-itiveness, we'd probably right now be doing this show with candles. As a matter of fact, we wouldn't even be on these microphones.
No, we would have to have an audience. We would be in the square.
We would be in the Coliseum.
In the Coliseum. Listen to us.
Yes.
We have a show called The Vibe You're In.
Here at the amphitheater, we have the show. Be sure to bring your candles.
Please do not throw tomatoes at us. Let us finish our little show.
Yes, yes, y'all.
So if you love this episode, hit that subscribe button.
Hit that button.
So you do not miss another episode. For the first time listener, thank you so much for tuning in.
That's right.
For the folks that listen to us and give us feedback, thank you so much. That helps us immensely. Thank you so much.
And thank you for all your love.
Absolutely. Thank you to our sponsor, Froggy's Party Pad.
That's right, Froggy's Party Pad. And you can reach them at froggyspartypad.com for your perfect party at the Enchantment Room. And don't forget that coming up, there will be Froggy's Kids Club at froggyskidsclub.com.
Oh, my Lord.
Look that up. It's going to be awesome. And also, don't forget, coming in late September, with the details coming right now.
Yes.
It is the Raise the Vibe You're In workshop. Hit us up at thevibeyourein@gmail.com for more information. And if you want to be part of this amazing event.
Awesome. Thank you, Short Fuse, for always making us sound amazing. And as we always end this episode, we are over.
And...